This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. The warrior's with you, Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, relentless rainmaker, on the attack at all times, always on the offense, as taught to me by my great mentor, Donald J. Trump. Right? You've always got to be on offense, always. Never be on your back heels. Attack, attack, attack. What the Japanese say in Pearl Harbor, Torah, Torah, Torah. Always on the attack. Rush Limbaugh died today, one of the greats in the history of conservatism and conservative talk radio, one of the great entertainers, one of the great empowerers, one of my heroes, one of my mentors. If you weren't with me for the first 2 hours, I'll be very brief, but I've said again and again, the only reason I'm here today is because of Rush Limbaugh. I was the guy the media called the king of Vegas sports gambling throughout the 1990s. And 2000s, and nobody knew that my goal in life was, you know, my passion in life, excuse me, was conservatism, and that I wanted to be the next Rush Limbaugh. Nobody knew it. And I rang up the president of Premier Radio Network, which was Rush Limbaugh's syndicator. His name's Craig Kitchen, and him and I have been friends now for 20 years. I rang him up in 1997, I'm pretty sure. It's either 97 or 98. And I told him I want to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and I believe I am the next Rush Limbaugh, and I'm talented enough to be the next Rush. And he actually said, come on in. I want to meet you. Kind of amazing. And we got along great, and we've been friends ever since. He's Rush Limbaugh's manager. Now he left Premier and works full-time as the manager and agent for Rush Limbaugh. And Craig and I have been friends for all these years. And that was my goal at that moment in life. I said, everybody knows that I'm the king of Vegas sports gambling. Nobody knows my passion in life is conservative politics, and I want to be Rush, and I love Rush, and I think Rush is great, and I never want to see Rush end, but I'd like to be a Rush alongside Rush. And Craig spent 3 hours with me that day, and we hit it off, and he agreed that I had a great future in conservative talk radio if I ever wanted to actually pursue it hard and make it my main career, and eventually 20 years later or so, I did. And I wound up getting nationally syndicated by USA Radio Network. So Rush was the reason I got in this business, and he's the one to aim for. I've always aimed for the best. The greatest odds maker in the history of sports gambling was Jimmy the Greek. And I aimed to be the next Jimmy the Greek, and I wound up on national TV as Jimmy the Greek's partner on CNBC. You know, and the best guy on TV was always, for conservative politics, Bill O'Reilly. And I aimed to be the next Bill O'Reilly, and I wound up on Newsmax TV with Bill O'Reilly as my opening act 3 times a week for 2 years. Wound up on the air for 3 years in the primetime show on Newsmax TV, the primetime show, 8 o'clock East Coast time. Great time slot. And I did 3 years and 750 shows, and Bill O'Reilly was with me through 3 days a week for most of them. So when you aim high, it really produces great results in the United States of America, and I always aimed to be the Rush Limbaugh of conservative talk radio, the next Rush. And I've gotten quite a few emails today from fans who say, you know what, I'm really sad. They all have the same thing to say. They all started with Rush Limbaugh. B, they all loved and still love Rush Limbaugh, and they're really depressed and bummed out over Rush's death. But all of them also say their two favorite talk shows are Wayne Allen Root and Rush Limbaugh. The only two really, really say it right on the radio, have the balls to say it right. And they said, now one of the two is dead, so what's left is you, Wayne. So please take care of yourself. Well, I appreciate those kind thoughts, those nice thoughts. Thank you, thank you. And I would argue that there will never be another Rush. There can only be imitations. There can never be another Rush. He's the greatest of all time. The GOAT, greatest of all time. I read you in Hours 1 and 2 some of the horrible things anonymous liberals said about Rush's death on, you know, online and at Twitter and Facebook. Here's what some Hollywood celebrities say celebrating Rush Limbaugh's death, left-wing celebrities. And I think this is so telling of what low-life pieces of garbage these people are in Hollywood. The stars piled on with nasty insults, including actress Amber Tamblyn, who wished Rush Limbaugh to R.I.P., rot in purgatory, and her husband, actor David Cross, who declared that cancer killed the cancer. Other Hollywood elites who celebrated Limbaugh's death include John Cusack, Mark Maron, Larry Charles, and Star Trek veteran George Takei. Is it pronounced Takei or Takei? Takei. I was never a Star Trek fan, as you could tell, so that's why I don't know how to pronounce his name. I know Shatner, but that's about it. Never watched Star Trek. Never liked it. That wasn't my thing. I liked war and police shows. Never changed. Still like war and police shows. David Cross and Amber Tamblyn led the Hollywood hate parade with matching his or her insults. The rotten purgatory is what the wife said. The husband says cancer killed the cancer. John Cusack tweeted, There has been no more destructive practitioner of the big lie for profit in U.S. history other than Rupert Murdoch. John Cusack, unbelievable. Roseanne Arquette tweeted, it's a real shame when someone wasted their life spewing hate and lies. Do these people realize that's all liberals do is spew hate and lies? And they look in the mirror. Saul Alinsky taught them, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. This is what they do. There's nothing but hate and lies. And don't they see the hate coming for themselves right here? Wow. Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy actor Rob Perlman extended his deepest sympathies to the poor devil who will no doubt have to spend the rest of his eternity with Rush Limbaugh. Bette Midler had this to say, Rush Limbaugh has gone to his reward, bet it's hot. Billy Eichner declared hate was the brand of Rush Limbaugh. Billy Baldwin, the brother of Alec Baldwin, told Limbaugh to enjoy hell. I know one of the Baldwin brothers is conservative, so obviously it's not Billy. Star Trek actor George Takei expressed gratitude that Limbaugh lived long enough to see Trump defeated by Biden. Borat director Larry Charles called him another white man propagating hate and lies. Netflix's Grace and Frankie actor Ethan Embry suggested Limbaugh appeal to white supremacists. If you need a lesson on how influential white supremacy is in America, watch the response of Rush's death. Wow. Saving Private Ryan actor Adam Goldberg joked Senator Rand Paul's tweet praising Limbaugh was by far the lowest thing he's read about the late radio host. Of all the inappropriate things I've read about Limbaugh today, this is by far the lowest. Actor Michael Rapaport called Limbaugh a piece of SH, and he spelled it out. And actor Kirk Acevedo tweeted, one bigot dead, waiting for the rest to join him. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Luke Null tweeted that Limbaugh already started a radio show in hell. And finally, Fox's Brooklyn Nine-Nine writer, these are all nobodies who think they're somebody, Jess Dweck tweeted and later deleted an insult aimed at the late Limbaugh. How mad is Rush that he got to hell before the Sackler family? I don't even know what that means. I don't know who the Sackler family is. I guess I'm missing something there. Some sort of pop culture I don't understand. The Sackler family, I don't know. Chris, maybe you could whisper in my ear, who is the Sackler family? All right, well, you look up Sackler, and you'll probably get me an answer in 1 second. I think that might be a pharmaceutical family. Isn't that the family where the father invented, the opioid that everyone's addicted to? I think that's what it is. Actually, I think that is what it is. I got it. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I remember Sackler. Yeah, but what's the drug again? What's the famous opioid called?
Oh, Oxycontin?
Oxycontin, that's it.
Yeah, that's the reference because of Rush's battle with Oxycontin.
Oh,
long
got
time.
It. Rush.
That's
all right, got it.
Never
got
mind.
It. All right, anyway, it's just, I can't even believe that's the best that Hollywood can do. That's the disgusting comments they made. Why couldn't they just say, I disagreed with everything he ever said, but I wish well to his family and I say prayers for Rush and, you know, rest in peace. Why can't they do that? Why is that not possible? I could do it for Harry Reid. Well, I could do it for Obama. I hate Obama. I hate everything about Obama. Obama's a scum-sucking, traitor as far as I'm concerned. Obama hates this country. If Obama died tomorrow, I would say amazing. He became the president of the United States. He didn't even have a father. His father was in Africa and abandoned him, got raised by his mother and his grandparents, and he became president of the United States. That's freaking amazing. I may disagree with everything he ever stood for, but what a great country this is that a guy with a name like Barack Hussein Obama becomes president of the United States. I mean, that's a name like a terrorist, you know? Doesn't it sound like Osama bin Laden, Barack Hussein Obama? Sounds like Osama bin Laden. A guy with a terrorist name got elected president, and they got reelected president in the United States of America. That's amazing. So I can actually admit that I don't like somebody, but that their success you've got to admire. And I could also admit I don't like him, but there are qualities he's got I like. Obama's like me, man. He's relentless. He plays long ball, right? He's playing for the long-term destruction of America. He's playing to turn America into a socialist country, even if it takes 50 years. So I appreciate the relentlessness. And, of course, we've got school teachers in Las Vegas. I mentioned this in hour number one. I won't say their names. See how nice I am? I'm not going to embarrass you. But I know what you said. A school teacher teaching in the Las Vegas School District, CCSD, Clark County School District, tweeted out, "I already mourn the death of his soul decades before the death of his body. I feel nothing at the news of his passing. I'm not even happy about it, although the only positive contribution he's made to this world is leaving it." And another school teacher friend from Las Vegas said, "Well said." So these are the most hateful people in the world, and they're brainwashing your children, our children. They're teaching them all the wrong stuff, and they're so biased. Deep down, they hate us, and they're teaching your children. These teachers should be fired for their hate. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text
Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Again, text PROTECT 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, happy Ash Wednesday today for all the Catholics out there in the audience. Happy Ash Wednesday from Wayne Allen Root and the USA Radio family and KBET, my flagship station here in Las Vegas. Happy Ash Wednesday to all of you. Grew up in an all-Italian Catholic neighborhood, a few Irishmen, but 99% Italians and one Jew, Wayne Allen Root, and spent a lot of time around wonderful Catholic people. Good people, man. Good people. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of good people, Freedom Health Alliance. With our nation in so much turmoil and our immune systems facing the most stress perhaps in history, Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system, and now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, half off, on products that I personally use and love. They put them in one package. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, plus Premium Probiotic Formula, plus Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you, 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health, and I believe they can make a dramatic difference for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off of the Root Freedom Bundle, freedomhealthalliance.com. President Trump also reacted today to the death of conservative icon Rush Limbaugh, called into Fox News and praised Rush for being a conservative trailblazer, said he just spoke to Rush a couple of days ago. and recognize that Rush is, in fact, the greatest ever on conservative talk radio. Now we'll segue from that. That's my segue to get to President Trump. President Trump now more popular among Republicans than Ronald Reagan. A new Economist YouGov poll found that President Trump is now more popular than President Reagan. And I know, listen, I've been I've always called myself a Reagan Republican. My whole life, I told everyone, so I identified myself. I'm a Reagan Republican. And I like Trump better than Reagan. I do. I did, and I do. I think it was an amazing 4 years, and so I understand exactly how the people think, and they're right. I think he is better than Reagan. Not as friendly as Reagan, not as folksy as Reagan, much more New York vicious than Reagan, but nonetheless, just an incredible, incredible president if you're a conservative. And so, let's see, in the latest Economist YouGov survey, 36% of Republicans call Trump the best, just 18% called Reagan that, followed by 13% for Abraham Lincoln and 11% for George Washington. In 2018, Republicans chose Reagan over Trump, 36% to 10%. So now they're choosing Trump over Reagan, 36% to 18%. Wow, a total, complete reversal. The poll was conducted during Trump's second impeachment trial, where seven Republican senators voted to convict him. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed Trump for the Capitol riots. It is further evidence that Trump remains the leader of the Republican Party in the eyes of Republicans. Another survey this week found 75% of Republicans want Trump to have a prominent role in the Republican Party. So, you know, look, I have written about this again and again. You know, I wrote the book, Trump Rules. I always encourage you to go get the book at barnesandnoble.com, at amazon.com, Trump Rules. And anybody who thinks that, you know, the ending of Trump's presidency was the end of Trump doesn't know Trump. I know Trump better than anyone in the world. My book knows Trump better than anyone in the world. It's about the top 10 principles and habits and tools and rules. He's ever done. And this survey proves it. He's more popular than Reagan by a landslide. That's Trump rules at play, right? And 75% of Republicans want Trump to play a big role in the GOP. And I guarantee you, knowing Trump what I do, before I ever saw this, I predicted he'd play a big role. He was quiet for a few weeks after after everything that happened after the election, after January 6th, after the so-called insurrection at the Capitol that they blamed on him. He was quiet. He held his peace. And now I think he'll be back bigger than ever before. I know Trump, man. Bigger than ever before. Way down the route, the warrior, the roots on fire here on USA Radio Network. Flagship station KBET here in Las Vegas. We'll be right back. Got a great guest coming up next.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
But he was a fantastic man, a fantastic talent, and people, whether they loved him or not, they respected him. They really did.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas. Diesel also being moved into the state for backup power for hospitals and other essential facilities. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know I love health, even though politics is the main theme of this show. I'm a health guy. I'm a real fitness and health enthusiast and healthy eating and vitamins and always trying to keep everybody, because I think the average conservative talk radio listener is really 40 and above and 50 and above and 60 and above. I think we all have to keep in great shape. You know, I want you all to be alive as long as possible and enjoy life and vote Republican and support Republican candidates for many, many, many years to come. So I'm always trying to help keep everyone healthy. Our guest is Dr. Robert Odell, the owner of the Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America here in Las Vegas, and a big fan of the show and a friend of mine and a great guy, Stanford graduate, Dr. Robert Odell. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rain, how about those over 70?
Well, I got lots of people over 70, over 80, and probably over 90. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. By the way, I also have a clinic in East Tennessee for those listeners in East Tennessee at Associated Pain Specialists. Terrific, terrific clinic in Knoxville and the Tri-Cities area.
Is that's your clinic? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I own one. Yeah, I own it there, yeah.
Do you go out there a lot? Anyway, do you go to Tennessee?
Yeah, I go there Monday and Tuesday every other week. I can't go more because my practice here would suffer, but I've been on the planes, since August regularly and done well. Delta's doing a good job, and, you wear the mask, even though I don't think they're that necessary. Social distance has been great. It's been fine.
Well, the one thing that I'm, look, if you want to wear masks, wear a mask.
Gin. No gin on the airport. That's the bummer.
Why no gin? What's the reason there's no gin?
It's only beer and wine. Beer and wine.
Why? Because if you drink gin, you'll get COVID? What? I don't understand. What
no,
does that
no, no. They can't mix anything. It's just stupid.
Oh.
It's the arbitrary rules of the ruling class, Mr. Root, as you know.
As I know. All right, so look, my big thing, I don't even complain as much about masks as I complain about lockdowns. To me, lockdowns are the most ridiculous, unnecessary thing in the world. And my proof is Florida, right? Florida never locked down. It's wide open and things are great. Yeah.
Tell us your thought. I was there at a conference new fancy devices we're implanting in patients. And we went to a party on Saturday night and it was like nothing's different. People wore masks, sat at your table, took the masks off, and it was fine. I mean, I'd love to shake Mr. DeSantis' hand sometime for his wonderful management. Now, look, I can't manage my way across the street. I'm a doctor. I manage cases. I'm not a businessman. And that's why I think that Trump did so well managing the country, because he was a businessman. It's tough, even for the for anybody, it's tough making decisions ahead of time. But first of all, these people don't look at history. Secondly, they don't look at the data. Thirdly, all they do is listen to their constituents. They want to make happy so they get reelected. And sometimes a little bit on both sides. And I think it is really, really sad, especially in a time of national crisis like this.
Well, I mean, if you compare Florida to California and New York, both of them masked down, both of them locked down, and the results were certainly no better, probably much, much worse in New York's case. And I don't know about deaths, but case-wise, much, much worse in California than Florida. And Florida, everybody's out and about, everybody's having fun, and most of the time they're not even wearing masks. And there's no lockdown of any kind. Nobody closed their business. And their numbers are certainly within the realm of reasonably not bad, and in many cases much better than the states that locked down. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that the states don't look elsewhere. They're so drunk by their own power, they don't want to take advantage of the federal system and see what's working. At least Cuomo or what's his name in California could pivot. Hey, I was wrong. Let's do it. And the sad thing is, Wayne, as you know, is a lot of people are losing their livelihood, losing their restaurants, and that's never reported by the real or the fake press. It's just so sad. Like, I was very fortunate. I made more money last year than the year before. Very lucky in my practice. And I can't get the second COVID grant. But I don't want it. It's not appropriate. Let's give it to people who need it.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that the federal, I'll give you an example. Here in Nevada, we do a lot of things like they do in California that are good. Great road system. I mean, we kept ahead because of lower population, as you well know. Car registration is a little high, but a lot of things we do like our next door neighbor. But it's a smaller state, so it's very doable, and it works even better. But look, why don't these people talk to each other and forget about politics? Well, I think the answer is power. They're drunk on the power. I don't think there's anything we can do about that.
You know, my buddy owns a restaurant. My buddy owns a restaurant, and actually owns two restaurants in Florida. And he's making the most money he's ever made in his entire life. And he said, Wayne, they're jammed every night. Nobody wears any masks. Nobody's sick. Yep. Not a single one of my employees is sick. This whole thing it's real. There's COVID. There are I know people who've died. But it's completely overreacting with lockdowns because it isn't going to help you not get COVID. And you're going to kill all the tax revenues for the government. And you're going to put nice people out of business who own restaurants and small businesses. So it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know whoever came up with this idea. When have we ever used lockdowns in world history other than like for an Ebola or something like that? There's no reason for a lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on. I don't want to think your listeners, I don't want to make myself out as an ID expert. Although I have played one on TV, I'm just kidding. But this is, I think a lot of it's common sense. I have seen some of the studies, you know, I could spout them off, but I think that the common sense of it looks, look at what is working. Simple. Look at what is working. Come on, right. Mr. Cuomo. I mean, swallow your pride and pivot, change. I'm the kind of doc that if a rep comes into my office, we're doing a procedure, and he says, Dr. So-and-so and so-and-so does something this way better than what I do. Heck, I'll do it. I'm 74. I'm the opposite of setting my ways. You do whatever's best for the patient or your constituents or your country and your country. And that involves listening to other people.
Let's talk about that for a minute because you have a new way of treating knee injuries without a total knee replacement. And so on the topic of, you know, a doctor doing things a little bit different that other doctors should listen to, what is this new idea you've got? And I'm doing this interview because so many of my listeners are, like you said, over 60, over 70, and they might need a knee replacement.
I'd love to have them call me because there are so many ways of preventing a total knee replacement. Total knees really do hurt afterwards, and probably 20 to 40% of them don't do well. Remember, I made my living doing anesthesia. I've seen hundreds of these in surgery. But I'm not there when the poor people have to rehab. And you can burn the nerves, the genicular nerves to the knee. You can put a PNS, a peripheral nerve stimulator in. There are so many options that you can do that I think the real need for a total knee replacement is diminishing. Now, that my orthopedic college may not agree with me, but you know what they do, Wayne? They'll stick some steroids in there, which are cytotoxic to the joint, by the way, and then they'll, you need a total knee. I had a world-class doctor, George Chang Shen, visiting me, teaching me how to do PRP injections. And this man is amazing. He's written 120 papers. He's amazing, out of L.A. And, you know, we look at it under sonography. You can see exactly in the knee where the problem is, including some very subtle anatomical points that I wasn't have a clue about, and you can inject those with a PRP. Now, patients have to pay for that, but $2,000, $3,000 avoiding a total knee? Now, it's better for mild and moderate osteoarthritis than severe, but there are so many options, and anybody interested, give me a call. Give our clinic a call, and I'll find somebody in your area, a pain management doctor that is of like mind, because I think it's... real awesome. I'm also doing a headache protocol where I had a lady tell me yesterday I saved her life. We're doing a sphenopalatine ganglion block through the nose, not really a needle, and using my Synexus electroanesthesia device. That's another thing. I really want to get an IRB and do a small study because I think it could change how headaches are treated in this country. This kind of stuff really makes my day. When she said, you know, you saved my life, that is worth more than all the money in the world.
Well, so, you know, people tune into my show to hear politics, and then when they tune in, they maybe could change their life in a positive direction. That's why I have on guests like Dr. Robert O'Dell. He's the owner of neuropathy.
One more thing, Wayne. We're not done.
I was just going to give out your phone number so people can reach you. They know where to reach you. That's all. Dr. Robert O'Dell, the owner of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America, is number 702 857-7246. You don't have to live in Las Vegas or Tennessee, by the way, where his clinics are. You could fly in. 702-257-7246 or nvpainrelief.com. He has new ways to treat people with chronic headaches and people with knee injuries without a total knee replacement. 702-257-7246.
We're also working on restless leg syndrome. Every neuropathy patient I've treated, the RLS has gone away. And we think we can actually treat that with the Synexus device, an incredible device. So it's I think what people are your listeners in their 50s and 40s are my age. I think there's going to be regenerative medicine, treating with electricity and other energy modalities. I think there's a really good chance that the lifespan will increase to 120, and that will be a quality of life. Now, I don't know what Medicare fund's going to do, but I'm sure they'll think of something. But that's actually another whole new topic. Another company I'm involved with is working on FGF1, which is a growth factor for nerves. For blood vessels, follicular growth factor 1 that will grow blood vessels. They think that in the heart, the brain, and certainly in wound care, the vessel growth is diminished. And I'm real excited to be involved in that. With a group called Zidia here in Las Vegas. And the studies will be starting in about 6 months.
Robert Odell, we got to get going. The music's on. We're on the way out, but he's got the latest cutting-edge medical procedures for people who have gotten no answers anywhere else. Pretty amazing guy. Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America, Dr. Robert Odell, 702-257-7246. Thank you, Dr. Odell. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to be the best you can be? We have helped tens of thousands of people to transform at the cellular level, to reverse all their illnesses, to lose all their fat, to get back their mojo, their energy, their power, their strength. Your wife deserves the best you possible. So do this for yourself, and only in the month of February, we are going to give you a special bargain, unbelievable offer. That's right. Your wife can join you for free. The greatest Valentine's gift you could ever give your wife, the greatest way you can show your love. So call us today at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, with everything going on in Dallas, and so many people out of electricity, no power and no water and no this and no that, I mean, it's a mess, and so I just want to say a quick thank you on the air to Chris O'Sullivan for making everything happen at USA Radio Network. Thank you, Chris. You are a workhorse, and you are well appreciated, greatly appreciated, and thanks for all you do, man. Sponsor of this show, Liberty Health Share. If you need a health care program for 2021, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Not for Liberty, for everyone. This is a Biden administration thing. They put a new gigantic window in from now through May 15th. You could switch healthcare carriers or pick up a new one. Liberty HealthShare is the one I recommend. They offer affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty 6 years ago. It's the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $100,000 in your bank account? To find out more about your health sharing options, call toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. 58 Liberty, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Here's what liberalism does to businesses. Closes them or puts all the employees out of work or both. Kroger is now closing two more stores after the Seattle City Council mandates hazard pay for grocery workers. You guys are so dumb and so ignorant. High minimum wage or hazard pay, give people more. You know what? The owner can't afford to give people more. So the owner figures, why not close the store and put everyone out of work? So Kroger announced it will close two of their grocery stores in Seattle because of the new city council hazard pay law requiring an extra $4 per hour for workers. The man, I'm sure the workers loved it, right? Oh, my God. $4 more per hour. That's $40 a day, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood of $40 a day, if I work 5 days a week, that's an extra $200 a week. Sounds great. No, now you're going to get zero. What's going to happen is You're not going to rest till every business in America is closed or every business in America buys robots. That's the other option. They're all going to buy robots. McDonald's is going to be all robots. Everyone's going to be all robots. At a dry cleaner, it'll be all robots. At CVS, it'll be all robots. Everyone will be robots. Costco will be robots. They don't need workers anymore. Workers are a pain in the ass. It's just a fact of life. Workers want new salary all the time. Raise, raise, raise. They don't ask if you're making more money. They just want a raise. Workers want health insurance. Workers need unemployment insurance. Workers require payroll taxes. So why not replace everyone with robots? It's coming, believe me. You're all going to talk yourselves out of jobs, and you're never going to work again. The mandate in Seattle dubbed hazard pay was designed to compensate grocery store workers for working in quote-unquote dangerous conditions due to COVID pandemic, but it backfired. Kroger and its stores, QFC, said its Seattle employees already make an average of $20 per hour, not including health care and retirement benefits. These are workers in a grocery store! How stupid. The stores are going to close in the next 60 days. QFC said in a statement, that's the name of their grocery store, when you factor in the increased cost of operating during COVID, coupled with consistent financial losses at these two locations and this new extra pay mandate, it's just impossible to operate a financially sustainable business. Earlier this month, Kroger was forced to close two of its stores in Long Beach, California, after another stupid city council filled with commies passed a mandate requiring companies with more than 300 employees to pay workers an extra $4 an hour. Ralph's and Food for Less, owned by parent company Kroger, will be closing on April 17th due to this oppressive ordinance. What did the company spokesman say? As a result of Long Beach's decision to pass an ordinance mandating extra pay for grocery workers, we've made a difficult decision to permanently close long, struggling store locations in Long Beach. This misguided action by the Long Beach City Council oversteps the traditional bargaining process and applies to some but not all grocery workers in the city. Kroger said it invested more than $1.3 billion since March to implement COVID safety measures and compensate employees. I'm telling you, this is just a taste of what's to come with Joe Biden's federal minimum wage increase to $15 an hour. And he already indicates he's going to compromise. So guess what? It'll be $13 an hour, and then they'll phase in $14 in a year, and in 2 years it'll be $15 an hour. And no restaurant will withstand that. They'll all go out of business. What a joke. I'll close tonight with this story from the Trump impeachment attorney. His name is Schoen. He was one of Trump's impeachment attorneys, David Schoen. He says a law school canceled a civil rights course he was going to teach, and he was suspended from a civil rights lawyer email discussion list. I was hoping to teach a civil rights course at a law school in the fall. We've been in talks about it. I wrote to them, and I said, I want you to know I'm going to be representing Donald Trump in the impeachment case. I don't know if this impacts your decision at all. And they said, you know, they appreciate my writing, and frankly, it would make some students and faculty uncomfortable, so I couldn't do it. So he did it, and now, no more college course. You can only teach a college course if you believe in communism and Marxism and socialism, and you have Trump derangement syndrome. But if you like Trump, you're not allowed to teach any children or go near them anymore. That's America Today. Wayne Allyn Root. See you tomorrow.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.